May it please the court, Michael Abadi on behalf of the United States. In 1995,
you guys from the Department of Justice, you come in here in other cases, Rumsfeld is an example, but there's several of them, and you say that when private parties put in affidavits from present and former government officials as to the meaning of regulations, we should ignore those and that they're not relevant. And we've agreed with you. And then all of a sudden you come in this case and you put in affidavits from government officials as to what they really thought the regulation meant. I find that to be very puzzling, that you take the position in these other cases that we can't rely on affidavits from government officials as to the meaning of regulations, and then you turn around and do the same thing in this case.
Well, Your Honor, I think there are two responses to that. First of all, the affidavit in this case, I think it's the false declaration you're referring to, was submitted by an official still employed with the department as a statement.
Well, what difference does that make? I mean, we have said, at your request, we have said, you interpret regulations by what's publicly said about them, not by the hidden intent of the officials who are administering them. Right. And then you turn around and you ask us to do the exact opposite.
No, Your Honor, I think the declaration provides relevant and important context, but nonetheless, even if this court were to conclude that the hearsay objection that was made to paragraph 8 of the false declaration...
It's not a question of hearsay, it's a question of it's not being public. This is non-public information. And by somebody in the department saying, this is what we were thinking. And, you know, the Federal Register Act, the whole idea is that you interpret regulations by public statements, not by private intent of the government officials.
Your Honor,